This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
We're back here on the morning shift. We will get to a mic'd up and some Hawks in just a second here. I just heard that Skechers commercial, like probably most of you did if you're listening to the show. And I was thinking, I need something quicker in the mornings to like get out. So I would, a slip and shoe actually sounds quite intriguing.
Kind of like, hey dudes.
No.
Crocs.
No.
Yeah, you could. Nike Crocs. I got them. Big supporter.
Wait, there's no such thing.
I just think of Joe Montana when I think of Skechers.
I do too.
Yeah. My dad had those for a while.
That's what they're called, Skech-Ups?
I think that's what they're called.
No, I think that's just.
Oh.
Yeah, I think that's what they were called.
Maybe.
They were supposed to support your feet.
I always think of Howie Long.
Oh, yeah, he did do them too.
Yeah, for a long time.
That's a good call.
Joe Montana did them too.
That's what we just said. Joe Montana, I don't know if you listen to me ever. Joe Montana actually brought his son on an official to Bama when I was there.
Was he wearing
Skechers? Like right in the middle of the Skechers thing.
Was that Nick?
Yeah, and he had Skechers on.
He did?
I swear.
Didn't he go to Notre Dame?
I think he actually started off at like Washington State or something like that.
Funny. That apple fell far from the tree.
Something in the Pac-12 at the time. And he had, obviously, I think he had three or four sons, so I don't know which one I was actually dealing with. But yeah, I remember I'm just sitting in like Bryant Hall eating a little lunch, and Joe Montana walks in his Skechers, and you're like, hey, there's Joe. And he has Skechers on.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It was like, man, that's the one brand. So it was cool to me.
Yeah, they were called Shape Ups.
Shape Ups. That was for women though. I think they tried to gear that towards women, like you could.
Oh, the Shape Ups. Yeah, the ones where you
Kardashian,
can tone your calves,
I think, was like
things
the,
like that.
Yeah.
Ooh, calf muscles. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. what? You have a weird fetish for calf muscles?
That sounds so creepy.
No,
that sounded hella creepy.
Woo!
How about those Braves?
Hey, I'm getting flustered over here.
We're not doing Braves right now. We're going to do the Hawks.
Oh, I thought we were doing baseball.
I don't know where
to go right now because like, so boast some sexy calves and lose your mind.
I gotta
cover up, ladies.
Bo's starting to get a little red.
Yeah, dude.
Summer's coming. Bo's getting excited to see people's legs.
And now that he put that out there, your algorithm is going to be full of calf muscles now, buddy.
I got to go find a full body picture of Amy and be like, let me check those calves. That was the one. That's what did it.
I didn't type it in the search engine.
You don't have to. Nowadays, you just got to say it.
Amy's got knives. That's what put it over the edge for Bo. That was like, oh, that's the one. Look at those things.
Bo on a dating app. Hey, send me some pics of your calves.
Of your calves.
See what you're working with.
I don't like feet. I know that.
You doing those toe raises, baby?
Oh man, I'm dying right now.
Did you see the picture of the dude at Daytona on his knees with a toe in his mouth? Did you see that?
Okay.
At the 500. At the Daytona 500. Yeah.
No, I didn't catch that one, man. Yeah. What site were you on?
I think Bing sent it to me.
Yeah. You always got to be careful opening up those messages.
How about them Hawks? All right. Well, they start the final stretch of their regular season tonight. They take on the Orlando Magic at home. Again, coming out of the All-Star break. But they've got some pivotal games if you look at it, because they're facing teams that are either directly above or below them in the Eastern Conference standing. So it starts with the Magic tonight, Sunday the Pistons at home, Monday the Heat at home, and then they'll get the Heat in Miami on Wednesday.
Yeah, travel finally after three home games, which are well-deserved. They were on the road like we talked about a lot. We'll have Steve Holman coming up at 8:40, guys, and I want to talk to Steve. And my question for Steve is going to be simple. What exactly is a home run for the Hawks in this stretch run? And I'm like, again, a realistic home run. What are we talking about with the Hawks going on this stretch run in the last 30-plus games or whatever it is of the season? I want to know what Steve Holman thinks. Because to me, simply finishing with, you know, a six seed, something like that, will be knocking it out of the park.
What are you doing?
Well, I agree. That, to me, that's it.
Doing the one thing that drives me nuts.
To me, that's it.
And in the middle of a show is he's looking on his laptop and he's typing on Twitter and he's showing me something in the middle of me talking and I want to knock his block off every single time.
I heard every word you said. I can't
remember. Joe Montana, right?
that was the last card. You're talking about the Hawks just now and getting a 60. Look, to me, that's it, though. Without your second best player and you lost like 8 of 9 games, yeah. You plummeted. You make some moves to better the team as a whole. It seems to be working. At the small four game sample size that we got after the trade deadline, it worked. You were better. You were 3-1. Now you've got teams that are directly in front of you in your next, two or three matchups. Go win those games and start climbing out. You're 3.5, I think, games out of the sixth seed.
I think you are, right, so, as it stands right now.
Yeah. Three full games out of the six seed. So, what? That's time is now.
And here's another thing I'll say, because I think you alluded to it. We have a very small sample size. It feels like these moves have worked so far, right? Very small sample size. What does that look like when you stretch it out over the remaining games? Because I think you have to also stretch out the sample size of the moves that this front office has made, right? The Dyson Daniels trade for DeJounte looks like a home run right now. Well, Dyson Daniels is a top 75 player in the NBA as it sits. Zachary Risacher making the decision to draft him first overall looks like a good pick right now. Like looks like you selected the right guy. Is he, you know, an all-star, all-world Victor Wembanyama? No, but that's the hand you were dealt with this draft. So if you can now stack on three different periods of time to where you've made the right moves for this Hawks organization, I think fans are going to be feeling pretty good when you start pointing it towards next year.
You're feeling pretty good. You, like I said, pointed out earlier. Yeah. You sounded like you had a pep in your step, like you were really optimistic about now the second half of the season in hopes that they're not trying to be in a play-in game, that they're already solidifying their spot in the postseason.
And mainly because they made moves to add to the team to get better, which also a couple of these guys, Terrence Mann, George Niang, they'll be here next year. And then you also, on top of all that, you have about $40-something million to play with. Yeah. And so not only did you add pieces that are very quality depth pieces for a bench, but you also said, I got money to spend and maybe bring in another guy in here that can help start or also add onto the bench.
Yeah.
The team needs depth, and they need another guy. So you did things that make sense. So, yeah, that's why, because they didn't stand pat and say, well, we suck.
Yeah. Well,
without Jalen. Yeah. You know?
Speaking of doing things that make sense, let's talk about Major League Baseball. Real quick, want to give a shout-out to Camper Zen, who is hooking us up for this Atlanta Motor Speedway weekend coming up. Bo and I will be headed south tonight in very cold weather, but weather will be warming up over the weekend for all the NASCAR action down at the Ambetter Health 400 weekend at Atlanta Motor Speedway. If you see us in the infield, don't come up and talk to us unless you're bringing beer. Just put it that way.
You bring us a beer, and we'll give you a koozie for your beer.
Yeah. Well, and then also, look, we'll give you a taste of an Al Lynn lager, possibly.
Shout out to
those people at New Realm. Had a New Realm beer last night, speaking of which, to prepare for it. Hazy like a fox over at Mellow Mushroom. Phenomenal. Just want to throw that in there.
Well, I was going to tell you, I got at least one sixer of Hazy Fox, so you might want to hide that.
Let's go. Also, shout out to our buddy Jake that hooked us up yesterday with plenty of firewood, because he was like, dude, y'all don't want to get cold. So met up with Jake yesterday, got plenty of firewood. It's going to be a fun weekend.
Are you going to bring s'mores?
I have s'mores stuff in the pantry ready to rock, if that's something, you know, that would interest anybody in our group. So I can do that. You know, I had a s'mores day with the kids not too long ago. We had to do it in the fireplace because it started raining, but that's nonetheless. Anyways, ABS is here, and it's not the anti-lock braking system. It's the automated balls and strike system that the Major League Baseball will be going with throughout spring training. By the way, that starts tonight. Cubs and Dodgers face off to start off spring training tonight. Mm-hmm. They'll have this automated balls and strike system that the Major League Baseball will go with. Now, what happens is, essentially, just like challenges in football or the challenges they already have in Major League Baseball, you can challenge a called ball or strike. Now, on the surface level, not to go any deeper, but just on the surface level, are you guys okay with bringing robots into the game in that aspect?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So let me clarify here, because I might be a little confused, and I want to make sure that everyone is clear. There's a human calling balls and strikes behind the plate. But if you challenge it, you go to the robot to declare if
that
it
is correct.
Okay, just checking. Yeah,
it's a robotic review.
So, like I said, on the surface level, just real quick, how do you guys feel about the robot being able to challenge balls and strikes?
I am okay with a human calling balls and strikes, and then if you, because I'm assuming you only get so many challenges, and then if you decide
you get two.
If you would decide to challenge one of those, it going to a robot. And here's why. Whether we like it or not, human element is a huge part of baseball in every sport. It's what makes it happen to you sometimes as a player are better when the player you're facing makes a mistake. Like you hang a curve, right. A pitcher hangs a curveball and you go yickety on it.
Taters.
That's based off the human error. If everything was perfect, none of that stuff would happen.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm okay with it.
I want to stop you right there because I just want to get surface level here. Tiff, what do you think about robots being involved here?
If you're on the side, and I'm actually surprised Bo gave his answer because you seem to want to be a purist in everything. So I think there's probably the side of people that don't want to see that in baseball and the side of people that actually think it, I don't know, might be more cool, more efficient than an ump.
Right.
Just being the deciding factor. So I think, I there's so much technology in all sports now when it comes to these kind of things. So sure, why
not? Inevitably headed in that direction. Before you jump back in, I want to highlight two things that I'm worried about, and I'll let you kind of build off of them, all right? Two things that I'm worried about that will probably go away with this. Now, again, this is not going to happen in the regular season this year. I think it still remains to be seen if it was something they would do for the playoffs this year. But also, like I said, it came out yesterday that this would be 2026. Now, let me just say these two things that I think are going to go away. I think you're going to have to get rid of the on-screen balls and strike thing on television. I don't see how you could possibly have that because the TV's on in the dugout or whoever else, and if you want to bang a trash can, you can do that as well. And that's going to be telling whether or not you should challenge, right? So if that's on the television, you're going, hey, challenge it. Also, the slammed helmet on a third strikeout call, going away. Like if you're a player that gets rung up, you're not going to be like, dang it, bad call. You're going to be like, no, challenge it.
Why would the TV stuff need to go? I think because everyone's in the dugout, right? And if the TV's there, it'll be the equivalent of someone calling the head coach from upstairs to say, hey, take another look at this.
Because you would know when to challenge, right? I don't see how you can have it on television.
But hold on a second. Well, first off, what do
there's
you...
There's no gray area in the replays with NFL head coach. There's no gray area in the strike zone, I'm sorry, like there is with NFL head coaches.
But what do you think you do when you want to challenge a play at the plate and you
go look at the monitor.
That's exactly what they'll do.
And
they'll
that's
have
what
a
I'm
guy,
saying. It's the same as like somebody NFL-wise calling,
if that's the case, then I don't like it. Then why aren't they calling all balls and strikes
only,
off the top?
You there? Only get two challenges in a game.
But if you win, my understanding is if you win, you get to keep both.
Well... okay, but you're not. There has to be. There'll be rules in place to keep it from everyone. But I don't think you're going to get like if you keep getting them right, you're not going to just get it's not like unlimited challenges. But the reason I'm okay with this, from the purest standpoint, to the answer, Jeff. Well, we already have replays in the game, and if you only get so many with balls and strike, you know, if you only get so many with in the field of play. And why shouldn't you get one in a balls and strikes? And you only get a couple, that's fine. I just don't want everyone challenged, and I don't want full robot umpires.
I will say the only reason I think Major League Baseball is comfortable right now doing this is because of how short they've made the games over the last couple of years. They've shortened the game so much that the argument used to be, man, it's going to make the game even longer. Now you're averaging, 2 hours and 15 minutes? Adding 5 extra minutes on top of that doesn't seem as daunting as it once did.
Also, the pitch clock. You won't have all this time to dissect it. You're going to see it. If it's egregious, you're going to go ahead. They're not going to be challenging borderline strikes.
I am going to miss the arguments on called third strikes.
You're still going to get those. Trust me. You're still going to get those.
I don't know. We'll
you
see.
Can't take human anger out of something. I mean, not in a sport. It's not happening.
Just hey, challenge that. That was outside. Challenge that.
You would know.
I know. Emotions are real.